Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I think we've got Sam here. Sam, you there? You good?
Hello.
Good to go? All right, good. We got you. was your favorite part of the press conference when U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella says, "Your winning streak is over"?
You can bet on that.
You can bet on it, yeah. Like, dude, stop. Who wrote? Exactly.
Paul FBI needs a speechwriter. Whoa. Like,
I mean, yeah. Right? Wait, is there a posting for that?
I might be looking.
Okay. Yeah, that was fun. There was some comedy in there. He did lighten things up, but he was also making sure I got to set the right tone. Hey, NBA players, stop doing this. Okay. Because he knows the sports books aren't going away, as we are in nearly every state throughout the country. That was very humorous, very funny. And Joe O, Sammy P, you've got Bet Sweats. BetMGM Network, but what's not funny is what's going on, and the people that lost money, the people that were on the wrong side of those illegal rigged poker games, I'm sure they're not laughing right now, but man, it's the tip of the iceberg, as they would say. All right, Sam, let's. You're in New York, because recording Bear Bets yesterday, so you've been doing a lot of college football content. Why don't we dive into that arena? I got to say, like, we were talking about Matt Fortuna, some of the games that are kind of interesting. I don't think it's the best card this week, but what has your attention?
The under in Northwestern and Nebraska is probably one of my favorite totals of the year. Not that I'm a tout, but if I was a tout, maybe I'd do my 3-star Big Ten total of the year, Joe. Maybe I would for 1999. I don't think these offenses are any good. And I think these defenses are much better than people realize. You're going to see a bunch of drives, I think, stall inside the 20. And I think we're going to have a very, very ugly Big Ten rock fight. I'm checking the weather right now in Lincoln. It doesn't look like it's going to be anything crazy. But it's really just, to me, two defenses that are very stingy. Northwestern's D has been very, very solid over the last, let's call it a month or so. They've tightened the screws. And I don't think we get a bunch of touchdowns. So that's my favorite bet. You're right, though. You don't really have a true, like, sense of marquee-ness on this card. Like, what's the best game on the card? I guess LSU.
I think Ole Miss, Oklahoma. Like, I find that interesting.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe. I was going to say A&M LSU just for name value. But there's not, like, Auburn, Arkansas does nothing for me. And that's supposed to be one of the better games. TCU, West Virginia, no. I mean, just like you scroll down and like stop me when you see something great. Like, is there a game you know for a fact you're going to lock in and watch on Saturday?
No.
There isn't. Me either.
Well, see, and I think this is part of it. You have three of the heavy hitters out. Ohio State, Georgia, Notre Dame not playing this weekend. And so, yeah, they don't have a top matchup. It's a it does feel like we're stretching. Like Vandy, Missouri. Well, you're kind of lucky Vanderbilt's this good. They weren't expected to be this good this year. What do you think about this Indiana number? We're sitting 25 and a half. This is not supposed to, it wasn't supposed to be a game at all. And I'm not saying it's going to be a game. But a few weeks ago, the point spread was probably set to be a lot higher. You have UCLA. They've won three games in a row. And now all of a sudden that Penn State went, hey, is that impressive? I don't know. It was at the time. But a few weeks later, now it doesn't look as impressive as Penn State has rattled off four straight losses. But, you know, this is the definition of what we talk about a lot with the NFL. Fired coach bump. Backup quarterback bump. Is that what's happening with UCLA? All the numbers would suggest that they still don't have a defense. That has not changed. And some of these teams that they did beat, they don't have offenses like the Indiana Hoosiers.
The number is so big. They want you to take UCLA, I think. Not that they're setting a trap for you, but you take a football team that's won three in a row. Honestly, Paul, I think we got jobbed in that game on Saturday. Maryland was in control for most of that game. It was so bad. And I had 10 toes down. Maryland's going to win outright. They got the lead. And then there was a brutal flag on our dog, on the Terps. I said they were going to win. I ended up taking 3 and 3.5. It lands 3. I pushed most of it, which sucked. There's nothing worse than watching a 3.5-hour, 4-hour football game and your biggest position ends up in a tie. It's the worst. Mm. But we should have clipped UCLA then and didn't. That's such a big number. But that said, most people, I think, are going to bet Indiana here, Joe. So I'm so befuddled by what to do with this number at 25, 26.
Yeah. It's like, how much do we completely recalibrate everything with UCLA? Are we there now? I don't know that we are. If I had to bet the game, I would take Indiana, but I think you're right. Most people are going to end up taking Indiana in this spot. Does anybody want to line up? And we know it's going to be in the room. You know that going in. Anybody going to line up with Nate Collins and take Virginia minus 10.5?
Yes.
I want to. Like, what's the reason not to? Like, strictly, it's going to be popular, right? We've seen TCU, UCF, Clemson just destroy North Carolina. I thought Nate made an interesting point. Like, it's time for style points, guys. You want to be in the playoff? Let's get these style points, and here's an opportunity.
I like, for the purposes of this bet, I like that UVA had their trap game, almost lost to a very bad Wazoo team. Like, wake-up call. You know, got reamed out after the win, called out after the win. So yeah, for the purposes like that, plus the style point, you add that in. Look, it opened at 9. Wish I'd gotten it then, obviously. But it's never Carolina here. I think Sam, you were asking Fortuna if he'd ever bet Carolina plus 10.5. I would never do that. It would only be a consideration for UVA. I don't want to, you know, be sweating, spending my own money on a program that's been an absolute disaster just because I guess they should have beaten a Cal team that's overachieved.
The issue with Carolina, too, is after you get that performance, which was a pretty solid showing considering how brutal their roster is, teams like that don't usually string consecutive games together that they play well in. So that's sort of where I'm at with the game. I think the point about Virginia kind of having a little bit of a dud, Carolina playing well. The perception is, oh, well, that's a big number. But the truth is the wise guys laid 9, 9.5, and 10 to get it to 10.5. So that's some serious money to get it through the 10.
Yep. You've got Michigan. They're favored by more than 2 touchdowns. That's your Big Ten game on Saturday night on NBC. So it kind of, to your point, Sam, about the card, not the best here. Underwood, first time in that rivalry. He's going on the road in this spot. I do wonder if the 14.5 is a bit much. But do you guys have anything else that we have not mentioned yet that you want to throw out there to the people?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's a room play for sure. I have circled it. I have lassoed it. If this isn't in the room, I don't know the room. Alabama, minus 12 on the road. You know it, and I know it. The question is, can we get there on the Gamecocks catching points at home?
No. Whew.
Rough showing last week.
No. No, I know, but like South Carolina, man, they... Like, give me – with that team, I can't. With that team, I can't. Ring the bell.
A lot of cans here. Guess. A lot of cans here.
Ring the bell. Yeah. I'm not in a rush to lay with Bama by any means, but no, I – what? Give me the case for South Carolina other than the room and me saying I can't.
Please hold.
Yeah, hold, please.
Yeah,
they haven't been great.
I think it's just Bama, though. They've just been through such a gauntlet, and I mean, they've won.
I was thinking last week was Sam. I was thinking the exact same thing, but I was thinking last week was the spot. It was not against Tennessee.
Oh, I took Tennessee. I mean, to be fair, you felt good. Tennessee's on the goal line, and they throw a 99-yard pick six right at the end of the first half, and you go, "Okay, this bet's dead." But Tennessee still fought in the game. That was the game. The pick six changed the entire game. So Bama has four wins over currently ranked top 25 teams, the most in the country. Bama's got four. Georgia, Indiana, Miami, Ohio State have two. And then there's a bunch of teams that have one. Oregon does not have a single win over a current top 25 team. Think about that, by the way. But this stretch that they've played, Georgia, Vandy, Mizzou, Tennessee, pow, 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 all in a row.
Yeah.
The letdown's got to come eventually, Joe. It's got to.
I know. I'm with you. But it's just the challenge is finding the spot. And so maybe this is it. I understand where you're coming from on that totally. Because I've been expecting it. It's like, come on. When is this team going to let up? Or just maybe... They're by far the best team in the SEC. What we thought was all jumbled, maybe they're going to be the best one in the end. We shall see. You guys are saying that they're still the play as far as that conference goes, and I understand exactly where you're coming from. I was like, maybe I'll take a little bit of value here with Georgia. This is Bet Sweats. You know, we wanted to address some line moves, and we got some quarterback information yesterday in the National Football League. Kansas City goes from 10 to 12.5 with the news that it's going to be Mariota and not Jaden Daniels. And then some other ones were smaller. But, Sam, I know a side that you like is San Francisco. San Francisco has been bet this week. This number was plus 2.5, and now they're down to plus 1.5 at Houston.
I love them in a teaser. 1.5 up. BetMGM has 1.5, so you could take that 1.5 through 3, through 7, up to 7.5. I think it's a very good teaser, along with a total that has come down. Total was 43.5, now we're 41.5. Total coming down. You know what you're going to get from San Francisco. They're going to run the football. They're going to get Kittle involved. it's not a sexy team, but they keep finding ways to win. And I just do not trust this Texans offense. I don't trust them one bit.
Another dog that was bet this week, New Orleans, going up against Tampa Bay and all those injuries with Baker and the boys in Tampa. More on that coming up in a bit. Joe O, Sammy P. On the other side, let's head north to Minnesota. Talk to our guy, Paul Charchian, about this Thursday night football matchup and the rest of the week in fantasy football. You've got Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.